warns, although cases seem to have been declining since February 1st, that could change as people return to work and school after the Lunar New Year holidays. The United States evacuated 338 American passengers off the Diamond Princess cruise ship quarantined at port near Tokyo. Most of them were placed in 14-day quarantine at military bases in California and Texas. I'm Mike Gracia.
The WHO said in its latest report on the virus there were 794 confirmed cases outside of China. A Dutch appeals court has reinstated an international arbitration panel's ruling that Russia must pay $50 billion in compensation to shareholders in the former Russian oil giant Yukos, a ruling which Moscow said it will appeal. The February 18th decision overturned a 2016 ruling by the Hague District Court that canceled the compensation order on the grounds that the Permanent Court of Arbitration did not have jurisdiction because the case was based on an energy treaty that Russia had signed but had not ratified. The PCA had ruled that Moscow seized control of Yukos in 2003 by saddling the company with massive tax claims. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says President Ashraf Ghani has won a second term as president. The commission announced Tuesday that Ghani garnered 50.6% in the election that took place last September the 28th. Challenger and chief executive Abdullah Abdullah received around 39.5%. The head of the Election Commission said that previously that 1.8 million Afghan citizens voted. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial will begin on March the 17th. An Israeli court said today that Mr.